Bastille Day arrives July 14th, and in this tricentennial year, that prompts a reflection on the city's French heritage. Today, we're talking to Kylie LaRivière, who is strengthening the France-Louisiana cultural connection by bringing a little bit of Paris to New Orleans. At the Petite Paris Market on Magazine Street, she imports some of the same French commodities that families enjoyed in La Nouvelle-Orléans 300 years ago. Hello, Kylie, and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Renee. It's a real pleasure for me to be here with you.
I know we have very strong French roots here, and New Orleanians are probably predisposed to love all things French. What is it about French products that Americans love to love so much?
I think we really appreciate the French tradition of excellence in craftsmanship and striving through discipline to do the best you can with something and create beauty. So there's the excellence, there's the craftsmanship, and then, you know, I think we all innately relate to that virtue of beauty, and the French seem to have really brought that around the world.
Petite Paris Market is not just a candy shop, though. How do you decide what things to import? How do you find them? How do you decide what to stock?
I travel to France two or three times a year, which is a great privilege, and it's a fun expedition to walk the streets of Paris and look for those things that French, not just Parisians, but the French in general, use authentically in their lives, for their children, for their home, and that's how I do it. And I've noticed that there is an upspringing of people doing that in New Orleans now. I think we're all thinking the same thing, that New Orleans has this rich and varied culture, and one of the underpinnings of that culture is France and the French. And looking to what the French are doing now, just like we did 200-300 years ago, and bringing that back to, you know, the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana.
In fact, some of your items, like the syrups and the jellies, go back hundreds of years, and few might even be sort of culinary endangered species. So there's culinary history that you're preserving both here and there as well.
Exactly. That is how we started, and I continue to look for those things. There are, for example, vinegars by a company called Martin Pourret. The company began by taking the wine that had spoiled in Bordeaux and bringing it up the river to Orléans, our sister city, and turning it into vinegar, some of the best vinegar in France. And, you know, we enjoy carrying that.
Petit Paris Market is one of several French businesses along your strip of Magazine Street. You've got Aubelchaux, you've got the French Library, you've got Lillette. So what is this, sort of a new French colonization of uptown New Orleans?
I think that it comes from a really unique thing about New Orleans, and it's the bilingualism or the trilingualism. But along Magazine Street, you also have, and I should put out a disclaimer now because it's the school my children go to, but you also have Ecole Bilingue. But we are so fortunate in New Orleans and in the state of Louisiana to have the largest number of French immersion schools in the nation. And because of that effort by CODAFIL, I believe, to keep the language alive and to give children the opportunity to be bilingual, we are seeing that along Magazine Street. I think that is what spoke to me with my children. And then from there, you know, the next step was natural, just to say, well, goodness gracious, what else is French in New Orleans and how can I participate in that?
For more about the Petite Paris Market on Magazine Street and all things French in New Orleans, go to vianolavie.org or to WWNO.org. Thank you again, Kylie, for being with us today. We appreciate your keeping the French spirit alive in New Orleans.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
In New Orleans, I'm Renee Peck.